Sunday marks 1 year since the Oso landslide. Highway 530 will shut down on Sunday morning as people gather to commemorate the day. The slide killed 43 people, obliterated the Steelhead Haven neighborhood, and closed State Route 530 for half a year. And as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, there's tension in Oso as the anniversary day approaches.
Anniversaries make us stop for a moment and acknowledge the gravity of what occurred. We've stopped on the Oso to Darrington Road at a turnout that faces the slide.
Oh, wow.
As vast and unhealed as ever. Beside the turnout are lines of small cedars, one for each person who died, and people walking among them as the wind whistles across the valley. Mel Lima and his daughter Emily are here to see the slide.
I didn't realize that it would be... It's more somber. It's more, you know, there's more emotion attached to this place.
Christine Brown is here too. She and her husband drove down from Whatcom County.
Well, of course we knew about this and we hadn't been down to see it. We'd seen it on the news and we just thought, let's go down and see what it looks like. There are people who still think about all of those people, the rescuers, the victims, the survivors.
A few miles west, the Oso Community Chapel was a major gathering point for those affected by the slide a year ago. Now there's everyday life. A woman plays with a group of toddlers and dogs, but she disappears with them all the moment we approach. At the sawmill across the street, Bruce Blacker is sharpening his saw. He understands the reaction.
You're in the spotlight for so long, and it's like, well, it's not really helping. And we're still dealing with trying to get the victims, you know, some closure on everything, whether it's houses or rent. There's a lot of things not right still. It's really a strange time to have it all come back and relive it again.
There are signs that life is moving on in Oso. The general store has reopened after 3 years, with gas service expected any day. Blacker says it'll save him the long trip to Arlington.
So it's like, right on. I'm not going to town for a month.
The general store is already the heart of town. There's coffee and people lounging on couches. But here, too, there's a wary expression. The fire department is a couple of doors down from the store. Once a command station, it's now reverted to a quiet volunteer fire department.
Hi.
The fire chief drives up. This is Willie Harper.
Right now, anxiety levels are at the max. Stress levels are pretty high. There's a lot of people on edge with the anniversary coming up.
Do they need the anniversary to pass?
For me, definitely. I think because you go right back there. For me, the other morning, it was the rain. For some reason, the rain got me. And it rains here all the time. But I walked up to get the mail, and the smell of the rain just took me right back.
To the slide and the frantic activity inside the fire station in the weeks after.
And you just start thinking about the faces that you saw and the things that you saw and the emotions that you had then come back up.
Right now, the attention is on the event on Sunday. The general public can attend, but many members of the community are concerned that the intimacy of the remembrance event will be lost if they do.
We've been told that there's going to be somewhere between 500 and gosh knows how many people out there.
This is Robin Youngblood, who survived the slide.
I don't know that I'm even going to go because of that. I don't think I can be around 500 or 1,000 people.
Youngblood said she is planning her own anniversary remembrances and the life that will go on after.
Can you move on?
We're certainly all trying to. I've done a lot of moving on already in that I'm working again. Those who lost family members, it's a tougher nut to crack.
People here tend not to talk about neighbors who lost family in the slide, out of respect for their privacy. Recovery is tricky when a personal disaster is also public. The Oso mudslide taught us a truth about our landscape. What happened here could happen elsewhere. It's part of why Robin Youngblood agrees to interviews and photographs. It's also why she can understand that people from far away want to see the slide area.
I don't mind them if they're respectful. I don't particularly like the picture taking. I know it's going to happen. I accept it. the people who go across our private land treasure hunting? No. That's a big no.
Youngblood says her most basic needs have been met, but emotional healing takes time and acceptance. She now lives in a smaller home on less land than she had before.
It's not going to be that life ever again.
At the fire station, Chief Willie Harper says what the people of Oso need now is a little space, especially this Sunday.
Hopefully people can be respectful and, you know, not use that day as a day to come out and see the site as a tourist attraction, but to allow the families and the first responders to have their time out there.
To let them have that private moment so they can get past the anniversary and see what life looks like beyond it. In Oso, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.